I never saw this Sefer Tarkei Moshe, but he shared it with me. And it seems it's Allah Torah and it's Mises and Droshes from Rav Moshe. Anaya, a relatively new Sefer, a couple of years ago. I don't know if it's new, brand new or not. Could I to buy it, just from this one vote, for certain Mibavism. And it was Mamish HaHamshocha to what I was just giving Shir a couple of hours before, to the night coil in Yerushalayim that we have in Yerushalayim. Mamish, it was like a Hemshech of what I was talking about. So I felt like Mamish does a Givena for Nibon Shem Megishikt. So we'll talk a little bit about a couple of Dvorim Niflorim in the parasha. And then we'll bring out this Yisoid that I was sharing with the Talmidim yesterday, and it's Mischazik, based on this Rav Moshe, the Rav Moshe said. The obvious Nakuda, the first Nakuda you have to ask in this week's parasha, is Vos Genoi was the Nisoyim from Lech Lech. Alephred, right? What was the Nisoyim of Lech Lech? Nisoyim of Lech Lech are such a peladik in Nisoyim that it's, I always say I would look at it the other way around. If the Eibishter would have told Avraham Avinu, Lech lecha mi'artzcho, mil'artzcho, beis avicho, ve'escho l'goy gadol, ve'kani ato zoich elabonim, shom ato zoich elabonim, over there you're going to be, over here you're going to have nothing, over there you're going to have everything. And now I'm telling you, stay here. Stay in Choron, stay in Ur-Kazdim. That would be an Isai. Avraham should listen. Apella Nifla. Mamsha. Apella Nifla. That this is Bechlal and Akedah. The Bali Musa say that Avraham went Kasha Dibel of Hashem. That was the Nisoy. Takayin Echanami. The Eibishter gave him so many brachas, and he told him his whole future is if he goes, that the Nisoy now was to go because Hashem told him to go. By me, this Teretz is a Yashem. Because if the Rebbeinu Shem tells you go, and that's what I'm going to do for you over there, that's a chelik from the game. It's part of going. Shem is telling him, listen, over there I'm going to make you into a nation. That's a chelik from the kasher dibrei el Hashem. That's part of what the Eibishter wants. Mr. Kleyokor says that the Rebbeinu Shem was dafka telling him these things. That he should go with his slavas. Hashem wanted that. That's a chiluk from the game. So I don't hear that. Chel doesn't it. So that pshat. When you go a little weiter in the parasha, and the Gaon already is meramis to this kasha, but all the Rishonim are on it. The Baruch Shem gives Avraham Avinu a tzivui to go to Eretz Yisrael, and then he gives him a broch. In Perek Tezvov, the Baruch Shem gives Avraham a brocha. You're going to have Bonim. And the Baruch Shem tells him, V'hemein b'Hashem v'yachshivel lo yitztok. Zok the Rebbe, says Rashi, believe in Hashem v'yachshivel lo yitztok. And that's going to be considered, Hashem considered that a tztoko, a schus v'avron, that he should believe. So the Rishonim ha'omid, why over here? What was special over here? What he believed here more? Yeah, because by later, when Hashem told him about Eretz Yisrael, he asked for a raya. He asked for simon, right? By the Bris Ben Absorim, he asked for simon. Beis Eschus, by the Bonim, he didn't ask for any ois. Is vehemein b'Hashem v'yachshivel lo yitztok. But the whole thing is a medrash pliyah. Avraham shouldn't believe. The Ramban is the Kasha. The Ramban shechtev Rashi. The Ramban asks on Rashi. The Ramban asks on Rashi. I don't understand. There's Anovi. There's Avraham Avinu. Hashem gives him a nevuah. Ezel Nishgleib, and he shouldn't believe his own nevuah. The Ramban is mafli haflevel fell. If you look at the Ramban and the Gaon, again, Bedarakoi, they explain that Avraham, you still have to know what's the pshat. So Avram wasn't worried, like Yaakov Avinu, it says, Tayiro Yaakov Moed. Even though Hashem gave Yaakov Avinu also Avtoch. Same Avtoch. So Chazal tell us, Rashi brings down the Chazal, beginning of Parshas Vayishlach. Yaakov was afraid, Shema Yigre Machet. Maybe the Chet will... Avram wasn't worried. See, Yaakov was worried, he also had a Nevuah. Yaakov also got a Nevuah. He was still afraid. If you look in the Ramban, you can see it's Merum is this Kivun also. But if that's the Pshat, so what's the grace that's talking then? Altamin ba'atzmacha ad yoy moyscha. It would seem darker shel Yaakov Avinu is good. The Rambam faker, the Rambam in Chosdeis, the Rambam in Yisrael HaTorah, talks about the fact that a Novi could get a Nevuah. Hashem could tell the Novi something. It could still be Yigrei Machet. If it's a Nevuah al Acherim, it's an Andorvot. So Yaakov was right, L'chair. So what's the grace at stock in Avram Avinu? Avram had given aggressor tzaddik from Yaakov. He was sure there won't be a Yigrei Machet. What's the pshat? It's a Dover Nifla. And it's interesting that from what I can think of, or at least offhand, this is the only time that that's described to Avram Avinu. It's a very high. But Akeda says, Yireli Kimat. Ata Yadati, Yireli Kimat. That's unbelievable. What's the grace of Gedula, though? He got a Nevuah. And he wasn't worried that a Chet will. Sounds like he had bitochen in zich. He had more bitochen in himself. I'm going to be okay. I'm for Avram Avinu. I'm going to be okay. What's the grace? If them zogt, the Yachshevel it's stuck. What's going on? So this by me is also a dover nifla, and I hold it's mekusher to this vort that I'm going to tell you, which could be as the pshat in this as well. The akam of akam peladik a chazal that imply that later doiras homzach parimt, later doiras took pride that they did better. They did more than the earlier doiras. Biggest chuyas. I'm not talking about mokam minichul. That's not that type of a lashon. But lemoshel by Pinchas ben Yoyah. Right, Pinchas ben Yoyah by the Gemara de Anchum, when he broke through the water, and the Gemara says Rav Guvre mi Moshe v'shitin riboy. Pinchas ben Yoyah, it's a higher madrega. That's what he reads simply. Rav Guvre mi Moshe. In the being able to be splitting for pinyan shvuyim, being able to split the water. The Gemara by the Churban, I'm sure Olam remembers the famous Gemara there in Gittin. Where is it? In Zion, over there in the Sugis of the Churban. So the Gemara over there talks about the Isha of Shiva Bonel, where she gave up 7 sons. They asked that they should worship Avodah Zarah. She gave her 7 sons, all 7. And she looks up and she tells the son, when you go, the last one, the youngest, so when you go to Avram Avinu, you should tell him, Ato karato mizbeach achas. You did 1 akev. Vani okarato yeshiva mizbeach. I did 7. I'm modna. The zelba sold modna kite. The same type of modna kite. Yeah. You did 7. You did 1. I did 7. Sounds like almost like, listen, Avram, you're ganz fine, but I'm better. What exactly is the message to Avram? Leich v'mal to Avram. Also, another thing that bothered me is why tell Avram? Tell the Rabbanu Shalom. You have a competition with Avram Avinu. Leich, tell the Rabbanu Shalom. Avram did 1 akeid v'ani akati shivim ezbuchas. What are you telling to Avram Avinu? She told him, tell Avram Avinu. Tell Avram. I'm more than a mice. What's behind that? And there's so many nekudas in this week's parasha that you could be aiming on with the same idea, but I'll just tell you one more stira that the Rishonim are aiming on is stira. The ganze halachas from Soyne Matonis Yichya. Right? So the difference between Soyne Matonis Yichya, there's all kinds of timim found in the Rishonim, why Soyne Matonis Yichya, with all kinds of chilukim and halacha of Soyne Matonis Yichya, when it applies. So some actually use this contradiction in the parasha, La Locha, there's a Sma, in Chosh Mishpat. It seems that Avraham Avinu goes to two extremes. He goes from being an Oyev Matonis to being a Soyne Matonis. By Sori Menu, he tells her that she should go, Imino Achoisiyat, L'man Yitav Li Bavurech. He tells Sori to go, she should. And then he says, L'man Yitav Li Bavurech. Yitnu li matones, mefurish, mefurish. Don't give me gifts. Good, you have to know pshat why he wanted the gifts bechlal, but that's a different issue. Avraham is the chayev kesef, avadanat, whatever the cheshbon is. But the bottom line is, Avraham said, yitnu li matones. Abisal vayte gateman, melech stoim, tells Avraham Avinu. Not taking one shoelace. Tefillin, tzitzis, Chazal say, zoiche because of that. Yeah. Stira. It's not Columbus discovered America. The Rishonim has this cash. Stira. Here he's Dafka one. He's ma'argin a plan to get matonas. And over here, he's misnagged, ben nigud gomer, he's not taking a shoelace. First of all. So I sach tirutzim. But I heard, maybe close to 40 years ago already, a teretz from Rav Shach Zatzal, which also will connect to the point that I want to bring out over here in this parasha. Also connects to Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Yisoy the sticker of Chaim Volozhiner and Pirkei Avos, the Ruach Chaim, says a Yisoy that's very connected. It also connects to Pana Vizhurov. Then the Brachas, what he says, Pshat in the Gemara there. It's a very broad idea. Last week in Shul, I told the Olam over there that there's many stiras of the first 10 Doiras between Adam and Noach, the next 10 Doiras between Noach and Avraham. Already the Rishonim and Pirkei Avos, the Achronim HaOmen, that the 10 Doiras, who it counts, who it doesn't count, the first 10 Doiras clearly from Adam to Noach counts all of them, meaning Adam included and Noach included. It's 10 generations. Then it says Asorah Doiras, Minoach Lavrom. There it's not. There you can't count. If you count Noach and Avram, it's 11. In Svarvot Megizokt, okay, so Noach was already counted. Right, so the 10 Doiras is from Adam to Noach. The next Doiras, when it says Noach to Avraham, it's starting from after Noach. From there, through Avraham. But if you look in the Rishonim, you look over there in Tosfos Yom Tov, against the tumult, that we count Noach again. Noach is also counted. It's all shail if they count Noach from the first, we count Noach from the second. The Maral talks about it. If you count Noach from the second, then you have to say that Avraham is not included in the Asorah Doiras Minoach LaAvraham. It's Ad V'lo Yad B'chlal. You understand? It's from Noach to Avraham. You don't know why we're counting him again. If we already counted him before, why are you counting him again? L'maise, in the Balaturim, is Mashma, Balaturim understood that Noach is still counted from the in the 20 generations, still Avraham Avinu. Because he says that on Noach, he makes a whole remez in the Pasuk, that he was a tzaddik tomim, b'chol achof doiris. He makes a remez in the Pasuk, in the 20 doiris from Adam till Avraham. Don't know what's the words. I told the Olam over that already the Kadmoinim HaMedayik, that there's many differences between the 10 generations from Adam to Noach, and the 10 generations from Noach to Avraham. The 10 generations from Adam to Noach, if you look at all the psukim, you'll see if this is mamish mefurish. It counts the years that they lived before they had children, right? So we'll say that they lived this amount of years, And then he'll say, and then they lived after they had children. Kach v'kach shonim. And then it says, Vayihu kol yimei, then it makes a conclusive number, Vayomois. That's only in the 10 generations from Adam to Noach. From Noach to Avram, the next generations, in Parshas Noach, you'll see it's not like that. Two differences. Number one, you'll see it doesn't count all the years. It says they lived this amount of years before, and then they lived this amount of years after. But all the 10 doiras, in all the 10 generations, from Rabbeinu B'chaya's on all the 10 generations, from another diak you could make, is that in all of those 10 generations, from Noach to Avram, it doesn't say Vayomos. They lived this much before, they lived that much after. Obviously, after they finished living, they died. So there's two distinct differences. One is that until Noach, everything's counted together. This amount of years before, this amount of years after, all together, total this number. And the Teretz given already by the Rishonim, and then the Gedolei Achronim, Amarchiv, the Yiriyah, this idea, that there's a very big difference between the 10 generations before Noach and the 10 generations after Noach. 10 generations before Noach led to the Mabul. See, I'm going to they didn't build anything. They were in a destructive mode. You understand? So the 10 generations from Adam until Noach, each generation was advancing towards the Mabul. Gornish geboit. So Mamela, the children that they had also went l'kiloyin. It's not the shot, oh, they had kids, and the kids now, everything was doomed. Mamela, it counts the years as one, says this amount of years before they had kids, this amount of years after, but the years after the kids are given as every years before the kids. Gornish l'reiske coming from that. Vayu kol yimei. So I was always moist, that's why it says vayomos. The Gemara says in Tainus, Masar b'chay, mafu b'chay. Could be that's why also why it says Vayomos. The whole thing is the Chodot Mishtol. By Avram, all the generations leading up came out in Avram Avinu. The highest could come in Avram Avinu. Modoy p'skiboyt. We built something. They built. And therefore, the years after they had children is different years. It's years of building. It's a different word. Tak, if you look at Mishnah Perkei Avos, you see a Meirah deGezach. When it says, Ad Shebo Avram Avinu, V'notal Schar Kulam. Fits beautifully with this idea. Avram came. He was the conclusion of all of those contributions. It materialized Avram Avinu. He made everything till there worthwhile. He made the 10 generations between Noach and Avram. He made it worthwhile. You should know, Chazal had tainus on Noach, that he wasn't mashpia. It could be that's why if you look at Noach, Itaka says over there, when he died, it says it the way it counts the years before Noach. How many years he lived before he had children? How many years after he had children? He died. That Noach wasn't properly mashpia. Could be that's the misam. Comes Reb Chaim Volozhin. He says, a moira de gevort of Chaim Volozhin. He says, if you look in Mamish, right in Pirkei Avos, right there, you go to the next Mishnayas. Asorin is Yonis Nesnas Avram Avinu. So Chaim Volozhin says, I don't understand. We already said, Asorin Deris Minoyach Lavrom. Why all of a sudden you're giving Avram a new name, Avram Avinu? Asorin Deris Minoyach Ad Avram Avinu doesn't say. It's Asorin Deris Minoyach Ad Avram. Zokta Pchaim Valozhin Amuridik Yisoid. Unbelievable Yisoid. Pchaim Valozhin says, Avram Avinu's Nisyonis in Ishkiven Fazich. Avram Avinu's Nisyonis wasn't for himself. Avram Avinu's 10 Nisyonis were, Poshet, to create an Am that's able to live through all the Nisyonis. All the nesyonos that we'd have till today, all the nesyonos till today that we're able to withstand is Vasegiver and Avram Yitzchak and Yankov. Avram was Maimed Anam, like the Rambam says in Ilchos Ovel. Midas Achesed Hu Shechok Avram Avinu Bezaroi. Avram Avinu, I said over this, Reb Chaim Baloshina, I spoke once by a dinner or whatever they had, a fundraiser for Chaverim, for organization Chaverim. They asked me to speak, and punkt, when they asked me to speak, I that year had tremendous benefits from Chaverim. I was able to give personal stories. One of the, that year, I had a chasana in New Windsor by the Anthony Pier 9. Baruch Hashem, there's not so many chasanas there anymore, but it's like the middle of Tolton Yehupitzvot. It's not so far, it's just the middle of nowhere. It's, you go towards Pier Mountain and then you midreito with all kinds of drinks. And one of the Blisco children was getting married. I was Masada Kedushin by all the kids. And I was running, you know, I won't say late, but not early. That I could say. This is my old days before I became a Yekke. And I got a flat. I got a flat on in Yupitsville, basically. On the way towards Anthony Pier 9 there. It's in the middle of nowhere. Basically, it looked like I can't be Masada Kedusha for this chasana. It's going to take at least 2 hours to get out of the... And I had a Volvo with some kind of mud in the spare tire without a jack. I was completely... I was, you know... Nakatikahit. Keep a makli of... Like a Yankee Vavinu said, keep a makli of out here. In the trunk there was a stick. That's about it. Keep a makli. So I was mamish. I was going to call them and say this. The other rabbanim by the chastam. I knew this family is very close to me. For many years, from before I moved in. I knew it would be a tremendous tsar for the chosn, but I could be here for 2 hours. I could be here for 3 hours. There was no, you know. Anyway, so you know what? There's this new organization, Chaverim. I'm going to call and see. Anyway, I call Chaverim within 10 minutes. They got somebody. First they said a half hour. So I didn't have the chutzpah to say, come sooner. I just said, Grad, I'm only asking because I have a chasana. And so, oh, I'm calling them, I'm going to be, he calls me a minute later, tell me, 10 minutes. Abayisai, within 12 minutes from when I got the flat, I was out of there. You know, the guy came with his truck and mices. And he had, Nishmakli, he had a trunk of coal, Madani Mitzrayim at the Altsgadot. And he got me out of there. He had a tire that fit my, he had everything. All I know is that within 12 minutes I was by the chasid. So when I said I wasn't by the chasid, but I left. I was able to be on my way. In between, a police stopped. In between, and asked me, you know, what's the story? I need help. He said I can call a tow truck. There's either a tow truck from there or there's a tow truck from there. He said, you know, it's going to be 45 minutes to an hour. Maybe I'll push the car a little more off the road. I said, no, I have some friends, you know, friends. He was astonished. He looked in bewilderment because this guy who came didn't look like a friend. He looked like he was, you know, with his SUV, with his radios, with his tools, and the guy who did it told me, yeah, you have to tell them it's just friends because they don't have a license to operate, you know. Taka chaver, kishmom kein hu. So when I spoke by this chaverim, I said this chasna would have been imagine how much tsar would have been to the chosn mishpachas als given without them, it wouldn't have been possible. But I said von wo kommt es that there could be such an organization? Memela Hatzol, also it's unbelievable Hatzol, unbelievable. But Hatzol, you could hear the call Hatzol. Listen, an organization normally you call an ambulance. So you call a guy has a heart attack, we'll be there in 20 minutes. Thank you. He's not breathing. He's on the floor, dead. We'll be there in 20 minutes. Shkoyach, I could call the Chevra Kaddish also. I'd rather Chevra Kaddish come, Ayid should be metapel with the goof. So Atzola was Machadish, an organization that in 2-3 minutes or less, you have somebody there. That's the Chatzol's Nefosh. But Chavim was a Chavim. Chavim's organization, a bunch of Yidin, And each one of the chaverim, when they get a call, right, they come. The guy's a klutz and boy to me. Never see the, why don't you have a jack in your car, Radinsky? Yeah, why are you calling me? I ran out of gas. Why did you run out of gas? They freaking concussions. I locked my keys in the car. They climbing out 12 o'clock at night to open up the door for I was a shlemazel. They do it with a smile. I don't know if the Olam understands what this is. A pella. It's a pella. The Tznishkin pella. The answer to the Medrash, please, is given Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu does Kimach. Says the Reb Chaim Voloshin, Asor Nisyoyna is Nisnase Avraham Avinu. That's why by Asor Nisyoyna it says he's Avinu. He created that. It was Avasa. It was his Maisim that created that Musik of Avraham Avinu. He created that. He made that as Avinu. That's, he made it as Avinu. That's a given. I told the Olam over, when I was giving shir to the Talmidim, I said, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. I hold the Nisoyin of Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. Wasn't for now. It was to go to Eretz Yisrael to have a bunch of children. It was Avraham Avinu. I'm telling you to create an Am. That this Am is a Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. El Oretz Asherek. This Am has to live that wherever the Eibush is up with Avgain, Gateman. Whenever a person is Koivish themselves and they go, they do Ratzon Hashem, that's a chelik of Lech Lecha. Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. From the Eretz, from the culture, Melatcha. That's how a Yid lives. A Yid has to live differently. He lives, that's what Rabban Shem wants him. That's what Rabban Shem wants him to be. If you have a shvera day and you mechazik yourself and you pull yourself out of your bed and you go to learn, you go to daven, that's not chelik for Lech Lecha. That's not one alkol psi, it's not one maisa. It's an am that doesn't, I always say that's why, Rav David, you were there when I gave the shmuz in the trailers. I said over then, why do you call Amoritz Amoritz? Amoritz is the worst thing. Amoritz. Chazal, Amoritz is the worst title. Amoritz. Amoritz is somebody who you can't trust him. You can't travel with him. If you do a shidduch with him, it's kilu noisim bitei lefnei behemah. Shreklach. Look at the Gemara in Pesachim Memtes. Think about it. Why are you calling the guy an Amoritz if he's so terrible? Call him a Russia. Amoritz, he's a man of the land. What do you want to be, a space cadet? It came out of compliment. I tell you, you know, I have one guy, he's a Himmelmensch, you know, he's a little bit Himmeldick. And this Bochel, he's grounded. It's a Meile. He's grounded. How many times do people ask me, good, the Bochel is a Masmid, he's this, he's that. Is he normal? Normal is a Meile too? Rabbi Yaakov used to say, normal is a Meile, it's a Mensch. On dem Otten Gornisch. You tell me he's this, but he's not normal. He's a nitki mensch bichlal. That's the baseline. That's not normal. So l'chayre, I'm a Haaretz. Why is that a negative term? You could be a earth man or a spaceman. Which would you pick? The only reason I wouldn't pick a earth man is because I'm a Haaretz gets me petrified. I know what Chazal say about I'm a Haaretz. So for sure I'll be a spaceman. But otherwise, it's almost a compliment. The Teretz is Amoritz is somebody was lept for the land. We say in Olenu, Shaloi, you remember him? Shaloi Yosonu, Kegoya Arotzois, Voisamonu, Kemishpachos Adamo. We thank Hashem that we're not Mishpachos Adamo. What are we? Mishpachos Hashemayim. The Teretz is all the other people, they live for their culture, for their land, for their environment. They're a product. That's what they are. We live. We live for the Rabban Shalal. Now, Mamish told the Olam over this vart, and a couple of hours later, this person who I never met before, could be Eliyahu HaNavi, I don't care who he is, shows me Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe says, Lech Lecha Me'artzecha meant, Alts was mitut av zayin fader Rabbeinu Shalom. Let's not go now here. And Rabbeinu Shalom B'yayamayz, he says. He says, we left Russia. We left Russia. He says, we left Russia. Givena, there was a war, there was this, we had to leave Russia. He says, we didn't leave Russia that way. We left Russia, we felt the Abish descending us to America. That's where we have to go for the Rabbeinu Shalom. It answers all the kashas. Look what Moshe did to America. Maimed the whole Omer HaLocha. Moshe, the whole America is standing on Moshe Al's Poisek. Psak HaLocha. Al's Hadrocha. Rabban Kotla. The whole America is riding on what's Pshat? Because they lived Lech Lecha Me'altzecha. I'm going to America now. I'm going Elor Sashaheka. That's who I am. That's what I'm living for. And Rav Moshe says, everything in life that you do, with a lech lecho, you makayim lech lecho me'altzecha, b'chol rechecho deyu. So the Baruch Hashem basically told Avraham Avinu, you're starting a nation that b'chlal doesn't have any of Ritzonei Atzmi. You're starting a nation that's a himmel nation. That's an endless nisoyim. It's not a nisoyim for the moment. You know, I always tell you, Pshat in the Gemara, Kadmayu, Mosru Nafshayu, Hakdushas Hashem, the Gemara says, why did the Kadmoy have it? Mayish, no Kamoy, this Rachish Lunisa. The Gemara brings up Maisa, they pulled off a beggar that wasn't sneezing. You're waiting for the Gemara to say they jumped into the fire. The Teretz is jumping into the fire, you can only do once. Jumping in the fire, you can only do once. But to live b'mesir sefesh, lech lecha me'artzcha. Hashem told Avraham Avinu, this is not a one-time nisoyim. This is to create a nation that the whole nation doesn't live for zich. They wake up in the morning, where's Hashem want me to be? This is lech lecha me'artzcha. And that's why Chazal have ahava mine, that the nisoyim of lech lecha is more than akedah. You hear? Chazal of a shakla v'talia. Any idea is a man God will yoysel. I don't know which one is bigger. I don't know which one. Is this bigger? Is that bigger? Any idea is a man God. The fakir to nisyonis. The nisyon lech lecha was to have children. The nisyon akeda was to shecht your only child. As bincha, as yichidcha. The teretz is. The first nisyon had no shear. It was a nisyon without a shear. I'll call a new pshat, I'm telling you, Litein lo yischar, I'll call psiyu psiyu. There's no shir. Today, Rav Moshe is saying, today we could be Mekayim Lech Lecha. Today we could be Mekayim Lech Lecha. That's, those is up. And this mamish, when I saw this Rav Moshe, it was mamish Meir and I. Mamish just, it was almost Tech Devi, but when I told it over to the Olam, Rav Moshe was telling it to such a degree. So I'll tell you what Rav Shach Zatzal said. He said there's a big difference between Pari and Stoim. Pari came to Hoikora that Avraham Avinu was a Shluch of the Rachmana. Vayinaga Hashem is based Pari. Hashem punished Pari. He punished the whole house of Pari. Memele, when he gave Avraham Matonis, with the Emuna, Asidar Banish Lila. He got punished for messing around with the shliach of Hashem. And now he's giving pidyon nefesh. Zokter of Shach, das is kosher geld. That's kosher money. That money Avram took besimcha. Melech Stoim, the Ramban brings down that Melech Stoim said, from Avinu, he got saved, I got saved, He was still in the Kfira Matzev. Kfira Matzev means that his money is Trefegeld. Das will nicht the man. Oy bazay will das nicht. See, even though the amount of money that Melech Stoim was going to give Avraham Avinu was a mega billion. Tell me, I never saw Chush Kach Loch. You know how much money that was? Avraham, worthless to me. Lech lecha me'altzecha. Avraham Avinu looked everything. Vos v'l Rabbeinu Shalom. Paris is kosher? I have interest in it. Sdoim, not kosher? It could be mega billions. Zero interest. Zero. You understand? It's so meduik in the pasuk. Is Allah fragging? What about Pari? No! Pari shen given yet stamaimin. Pari saw. Fayinaga Hashem is based Pari. Pari understood. So I'm not worried about you saying, Ani Yashalti Yasavko. But Stem, yeah. Mamish living like that. Memela, by Avraham Avinu, he looked at the whole tachlis of his children is to be Marbakov Shemayim. Pastashev them Yigroi Machet. Yigroi Machet is only Shayach. How much you look at your children for you. Oh, maybe I'm not Zoicha for this. Maybe I did something. Maybe I did something that's going to take away my right to have children. Maybe. It's true. Hashem told me I'm going to have kids. But maybe I did something. But Avraham Avinu looked at his kids, the whole tachlis ma'abekovet shemayim. It's not shayich yigroi machet. The fact that Avraham felt that no chet, doesn't this connect in gaiva? I want to tell you that when this woman was oiked her seven children for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, she said, "Das kum von Avraham Avinu." She was makar that her koyach to do that. Had sie gesagt, "Lech emor Avraham, not I'm better than him. Look what you built. Look what you created. You oiked one. Look what you have." She wasn't taking away from Avraham. She was giving him a crown. Tell Avraham, Zolstam Zogun, Kuk, look what I have. And that's the lekach that we have to take from the parasha to realize we have endless koiches, nicht eigene koiches, koiches that the others already put into us, and to realize that every decision we make should be with a lech lecho me'atzah. What does Hashem want us to do now? How does he want us to be like now? That's the mission. And if you do that, you makayim your whole life. The kol psi upsi, you makayim takalech l'cho. A good Shabbos. You remember Mishpachos Adom? I remember you in the trailer.
What was it, Pinchas Ben Yair? Pinchas Ben Yair and the Chana.